Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Speaking of Miami, Dono, a few Canes players getting picked up last night. Trey Donaldson added to the Heat. The Cavs got a steal with Ernest Udeh. He is going to Cleveland on a two-way contract type deal. So he's going there. Both really, really great kids. Ernest Udeh was special. I really, really liked being around him. And I guess Malik Renew, I was trying to figure out what happened with him today, Don. I guess he's still out there.
So, really?
I guess he's still looking for a spot, unless someone else saw something I didn't. But I was combing the free agency wire, the undrafted free agency wire, very late last night. And just looking for Hurricanes names to pop up. But Trey Donaldson will get a shot with the Heat. The Heat also drafting Ryan Conwell from Louisville. If you watched Hurricanes basketball last season, you saw a lot of Ryan Conwell. The Canes played Louisville a bunch. I want to say they played him three times last year, right?
Yeah,
I know they played him,
and
I think they played him in the ACC tournament, and they played him late in the season. So they played Louisville at least twice. So I remember seeing Ryan Conwell a lot, and he is another senior guy with a lot of experience, scored a bunch of points up there with Trey Donaldson for highest scoring seniors in the ACC. So I think the Heat actually did pretty well last night with a couple of late guard picks there in the draft. But cool to see some of the Canes players getting some love. Shelton Henderson for the current Canes will probably be the talk of the upcoming draft. Dono, this may be the final year for him if all things go to plan.
Yeah, and I expect him to have a big year coming up. I mean, for him to head into his second year after all the promise in the first year, I'm excited. I'm excited for Trey Donaldson. You know, I know two-way contract doesn't guarantee anything, but I hope he gets an opportunity for the Heat. And everybody keeps talking about how they traded everything away for Giannis, according to the people outside the market. So maybe Trey does get a chance here.
Supposedly $18 million. You got to use it for five spots if Wiggins doesn't opt out. So the Heat have to put together a roster on cheap, but the truth of the matter is I love and believe in Pat Riley and this organization's ability to find, draft, and develop talent. Powell, you know, I looked at some of his film, and man, that kid can stroke it. He's got athleticism that supposedly compares to Anthony Edwards. And if you know the Heat's history, they'll clean up his shot. They'll get him a left handle if he doesn't have one. Their development program is by far probably top five in the NFL.
The only issue, though, Omar, is that this is not a window of like, all right, let's spend the next 3 or 4 years developing guys to get to where we want to get to. Like, you got to go now. I mean, I think that he realized that. I think the Conwell draft pick is like, and bringing in a guy like Trey Donaldson, these are guys that have tons of experience, right? You're not bringing in, you know, an 18 or 19-year-old kid and say, all right, we're going to spend the next few years trying to turn him into the player we think he can be. You got to get guys that can contribute today, right? Because the window for Giannis is, I don't even want to say 4 years. I think fair. Yeah. That's fair, right? He's going to sign that four-year extension. I think that's
every team is working in, every team in professional sports now is working in a three-year window.
I'm with you.
If you really look at how the sports cycles are going and how contracts are going and even some of these NBA contracts, I was blown away to realize like the first round pick is signing a 4-year, $60 million contract. I remember the days of Glenn Robinson getting drafted number one and becoming the highest paid player in the NBA. And then they saying we got to go to a rookie wage scale. Same thing with the NFL where, I believe it was Jake Long when he was drafted by the Miami Dolphins, he instantly became the highest paid offensive lineman. And now we have the running back Jeremiah Love, getting drafted by the Cardinals and becoming the highest paid running back. That's when these teams, they start to, you know, scale back and get concerned about the salaries because they're bloating up there. But it's, you know, you have to work in a 4-year window, and you have to draft and develop talent. And it doesn't matter who you are as an organization, you have to draft and develop talent. Look at the San Antonio Spurs. Look at the Minnesota Timberwolves. Look at Oklahoma City Thunder. They drafted and developed talent.
They did, but like a team like the Spurs is probably looking at things, saying like, all right, we have a core of three guys that are really good and they're all really young. So we have the time. We have the 10 years maybe to work with these guys. We have a lot of
10 years. Like, there's nobody in professional sports working off 10 years.
But realistically, they're going to have, you would think they were going to have Wemby. I mean, you can't plan like he's just going to leave.
I'm sure the Milwaukee Bucks felt like they were going to have Giannis for forever too.
They probably did have him for quite a bit though.
Yeah, they did have him. Yeah, he's 31. But here,
Giannis is like double digits in his career. So he started the league at what, 18?
Yeah. Well, remember he wanted to stay in Milwaukee, and I love Milwaukee, and it's good for me because I'm a quiet guy, and this and that. And look, I get why he wanted out of there. I get why he wants a shot at Miami, but the window is not huge here. This is not a 10-year project. This is, we need to win now, and the Heat are going to bring in guys that can contribute now. Like, this is not
this
a developmental
is no different
project
than anybody else. Where is the window not a 3-4 year window? Look at how big is the window for the Lakers? It's what?
Well, the window for the Lakers is closed. I would just about say, like,
see a window
as LeBron creeps into his early 40s here. Yeah, I think that window is probably just about, well, even if, you know, we'll see what LeBron decides to do, but Father Time finally caught up to that guy though, man. He finally was missing games.
Father Time caught up to who?
LeBron. I know, look, as far as him going out and playing at a high level, he still does it. It is one of the most remarkable things I've ever seen in sports. The fact that a guy that age can play at that level. But the injuries finally, for the first time, started to play a little bit of a role.
I think Luka being injured had more to do with the fact that they weren't really a serious contender.
They might want to get used to Luka being injured.
Father Time, I mean, LeBron, I totally disagree with you. We always expect Father Time to take a player down or out. LeBron is still dynamic in his 40s, which is, I mean, he's still probably top 10 performer in this league. Still an unstoppable player. It's not like we're watching Dwayne Wade in his later years. That's not what we're watching. We're watching a freak of nature. So
he'll always be that. It's just he's starting to, because like LeBron, for, you know, the vast majority of his never-ending career, just would never really get injured at all. Like, he would take maintenance days and stuff, but now it's like it's got to the point where the body betrays him a little bit. But to your point, Omar, he still has those same physical freakish abilities that when he plays, he's still one of the best in the league.
Yeah, we're not watching D Wade who's picking his spots and pacing himself. No, we're watching LeBron.
LeBron hasn't evolved to the old man game yet.
Yeah, no, we're watching LeBron be the first man up the court, out sprint everybody, jump higher than everybody. It's freakish. It's unbelievably crazy. I think the only thing that I can compare it to at this point is when you talk about NBA is now Calais Campbell, who's probably playing his 19th year in the NFL, and there has been no drop off, but he's got an old man game. Yeah. He's got an old man game playing a position that, you know, he can play. He plays 500 snaps a season. LeBron doesn't do that. LeBron is just unbelievable. Like, think about all of his peers. All of his peers are washed up and done 5 years ago, and he's still going.
Texas, I see what you're doing, by the way. You're trying to recruit LeBron back to Miami on a low-cost deal. Make him feel loved, Omar.
Yeah,
make him
feel wanted. I wouldn't even give him a low-cost deal. All $18 million of cap space we got. Come on, LeBron. Let's do it. Jovic, I'll ship him away for two nickels to create more cap space. If you want to come home, LeBron, or come to your vacation home, we shall welcome you. But I'm not one of those people who are getting caught up in, oh, let's court LeBron. I'm a Ja Morant guy.
That's where we cut you off, Omar. Texter said LeBron's playing an elite level in his 40s. We say Giannis only has a 3-year window. Here's the thing, like Giannis, I think injuries are starting to catch up with him, right? And he plays a very physical brand of basketball. LeBron James is something that we have never seen before and probably will never see again as far as a guy whose body is just, it's just different. It's something we've never seen before. And again, I think something we will never see again. LeBron has played in over 1,900 games, if you include the postseason. He will probably get close to 2,000 games should he play this season. He's at 1,924 right now. Man. 300 playoff games, 1,600 regular season games. These are insane numbers, guys. You think about 300 playoff games, that's almost four extra regular seasons.
Wow.
And these are playoff games. We know playoff games are a whole heck of a lot tougher than regular season games. So that's almost
seasons. He has the... He's got the record of most games played, right? Like, nobody else has played more than LeBron.
Unless there's some guy who spent a lot of time on the bench, Dono, who just kind of hung on for dear life.
Like Robert Horry or something.
Yeah, right. But, hey, guys, that, by the way, let's also, he's played in USA, in the Team USA.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, the amount of mileage on his body, too. It's not like LeBron's playing 60 games a year and missing the playoffs. It's just truly, truly unbelievable. What he's been able to do. This guy Zach here is not a fan of LeBron. The disaster in LA. Well, he won a championship in LA, so let's not throw that completely out the window. He is not playing at an elite level. You should watch, man. You should watch. There's no reason to hate watch LeBron at this late stage of his career. But you should watch, see what the guy's doing. It really is pretty. The guy's playing with his son.
Yeah.
He's throwing alley-oops to his damn kid over there.
When the word is he was going to stay long enough so that he can play with his son. Now I guess the goal is he's staying long enough to play with his other son.
His son might retire before him.
Yeah, he might end up playing with his grandsons before this thing's all said and done. Yes, a Mickey Mouse championship. Yes, it was in the Disney bubble. That is correct. By the way, one of the best things ever, man. I loved that bubble, and I think we all did, right? That was
we needed it.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Jimmy Butler's little run through that thing. There were some great games.
Listen, people discount that championship. I put all the praise and credit to that championship because we needed it. We needed the NBA then.
And honestly, people discount that championship, but if the Heat had won it, I certainly would not be discounting it. I would have happily taken that.
Yes.
Like, I don't understand, and I guess it's politically motivated with LeBron, like why somebody would dislike him so much. Like our guy in our chat like has gone out of his way to send 7 texts in a row about how much he dislikes LeBron. The guy has done everything the right way. And there's no debating that, right? He carries himself the right way. He handled himself with the media like a pro every single day, despite the world crashing down on him
when he was
down here in Miami. I have never seen, Omar, maybe you have. You've covered a lot of teams. Dono, you've covered a lot of teams. I have never seen a country more vicious than this country was towards LeBron James. Everybody outside of Miami not only wanted this guy to fail, but it was like, we're burning his jersey. We're like, he was like the devil to people outside of Miami after the decision, which in fairness, probably could have handled that part of it better. It was harmless, but you know, certainly probably could have handled it better. But LeBron has done everything the right way in his career. He plays his ass off. He plays. He doesn't do the load management thing. He's never gotten in trouble. Like, what more do you want from a, you know, a guy who's been the face of your league for 20 years?
I mean, I would have liked him to stay here a little longer.
Yeah,
that's the only complaint I have.
Yeah, well, we shouldn't have taken away his cookies.
His flopping and ring chasing is the reason the NBA sucks today. Yeah, tell that to the 25 million people who tuned in to watch the finals. The league has never been stronger than it is right now. But you know, I get it, man. I get people are just going to be stuck in there. And I wouldn't try to enjoy LeBron while you still can. I know a lot of people were hate watching when he was down here in Miami during his prime and all that. I would try to enjoy these kinds of things because they are going to go away and. And that'll be that. And we'll never see something like what LeBron is doing right now. I don't think we're going to see a guy play 2,000 games into his 40s and still be playing at that high of a level where he can go out and drop triple doubles on you. It's a very unique thing that we're witnessing. All right, it's a unique thing we were witnessing here. We have Dono and Omar with us at the same time here. So we're going to talk. We'll talk some football here today with our football experts and Dono at the Locked On Canes podcast, Omar at the Miami Herald covering the Dolphins, getting set to open up training camp in a handful of weeks. Dono and I, we got ACC kickoff coming up, and we'll put our fraudulent votes in for all the ACC stuff when we get up there. But we do have to take a pause. Ira Winderman, by the way, enjoys the 9 o'clock hour, so we'll have Ira with us as well. We'll talk some heat with him, get his take on the draft pick from yesterday with Ryan Conwell from Louisville. They had Trey Donaldson from Miami. So we'll take a pause. We have plenty to come here on QAM.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
All right, welcome back in here on WQAM. We're going to head right out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com, where we are joined by the Sun Sentinel's Ira Winderman, who is fresh off a busy night last night, Ira. Good morning. Thank you for the time. Appreciate it as always.
I got a feeling there'll be a lot more busy nights before this whole thing gets resolved also, because you give Pat Riley a superstar and he turns it into something more than just a plus one. So I think after being maybe the most boring team in the NBA for an entire season, I think we actually could look up, read the sunset in the morning and go, wow, that's actually interesting. Finally.
So entire season or two, Ira. Entire season or two.
Let's start with the guys they picked up last night, Ira. And I think they made some pretty good additions to this team. Ryan Conwell from Louisville is a really good player. You get Trey Donaldson out of Miami, another good player. And these feel like guys, Ira, that they have intentionally drafted that have a lot of experience, because the window for this team is now, right?
Yes.
You want guys
yes.
you can plug right into this roster and go. And I think they added a couple of those guys perhaps yesterday.
And when you look at this team, they've had such success with the polished player, Pelle Larsen, four-year collegiate player. You could look at Jaime Jaquez Jr. spent his 4 years at UCLA. Even the guys who weren't big timers in college for a long time, Kasper Zakatonis was playing professional ball in Spain against real men at age 15. Nikola Jovic, the same thing when he was in Serbia playing professional ball. So I think the draft, you know, for it used to be, remember Darrell Wright out of high school coming to the Heat and all these guys who weren't ready. Pat Riley ain't putting up with that. This is a live in the moment team for absolutely better or worse. And so right now they said, hey, we got a guy who played at four different colleges, has played in every system known to man when they took Conwell. Then you look after, where do they wind up adding their additional players? From schools like Louisville and Auburn and Kansas, pedigree schools. You know, there was a time the Heat were bringing the complete unknown, and you go, who the heck is that? This is not who the heck is that time. This is, we sent four guys to Milwaukee. We've got to replenish the roster, and obviously that's already starting.
Obviously, Ira, we everybody's obsessed with the addition of Giannis, but I'm a big Bobby Portis fan. How do you see him fitting into this team in terms of what he can bring, and it does he fit Heat culture?
I mean, you could see in Milwaukee he did when he was calling out other players for not being ready, getting guys' faces. I'm not going to say he's UD. He might not be Udonis Haslem yet, but he has been in his time in Milwaukee that sort of glue guy. And yeah, on one hand, I don't love taking on the money because they're so hard against that hard cap first apron. But on the other hand, you're asking me, could the Heat do worse with the power rotation of Bam Adebayo, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Bobby Portis? No, that's probably as good as they've had in a while. You don't have to force feed Nikola Jovic if he's even here. He gives you that sort of fourth break open in case of emergency big. So yeah, that's the prototype NBA big now, a guy who could stretch the floor with his threes, competed in the three-point contest. You know, if you're going to take a plus one, I thought for sure it would be at least one Antetokounmpo brother. So I guess from there, instead of taking the best available remaining Antetokounmpo, you got a guy who's an NBA sixth man award candidate and the kind of guy who can add a little bit more. Again, you know, Omar, people are talking about this roster. They don't have enough. And like, what am I missing? They also can have Andrew Wiggins either back on his option or a new contract. They have Davion Mitchell. They're going to have Portis off the bench. They're going to have Pelle Larsen off the bench. I know we mock him. They're going to have Drew Smith as a glue guy off the bench. I think a lot of the Heat demise when it comes to depth is grossly overstated.
Well, yeah, Ira, with that being said, though, are they going to be able, does this kind of have the vibes of the Big Three Heat where you're going to get the Mike Millers of the world and the Ray Allens of the world who are just like, I just want to go there and I just want to win. Like, I'm not worried about money anymore at this point in my career. I just want to win. Are the Heat going to be able to lure some of those guys in?
They've done it every time. Let's go back to Shaq, about the same age, you know, now as when you're bringing Giannis in. And all of a sudden, takes a year, and then they figure it out, and you're looking at Antoine Walker, James Posey, Jason Williams, Gary Payton show up. Boom, second year with Shaq championship. Look at the Big Three. Yes, they got Mike Miller right away by trading Michael Beasley. But then, like you mentioned, Shane Battier, Ray Allen, Chris Bergman Anderson, they found a way. I'll take you more recent. Let's go to 2020. The Heat were, what are they going to be with this Jimmy Butler guy? All of a sudden, at the trade deadline, Jay Crowder, Andre Iguodala, NBA Finals, albeit in the bubble that year. So, yeah. And like I mentioned today in the paper, you know, in the Sun Sentinel, whether it's a Tim Hardaway Jr. at the minimum, whether it's a Buddy Hield as a three-point shooter, guys will be there. And there's a lot worse places to be in the winter. There's a lot worse places to be on a minimum contract than a no income tax state. And there's a lot worse places trying to win than alongside Bam Adebayo and Giannis Antetokounmpo. I mean, I think any three-point shooter who comes here, his percentage goes up at least 10 percentage points because now those contested jumpers are open jumpers.
Now, there's a lot of talk out there about Klay Thompson. I don't know if Dallas is interested in moving him. But how can Miami make that work financially if a trade was to happen?
You know, any salary like that, Omar, is going to come down to take my Jovic, please. And yes, if you get off Nikola Jovic's $14 million, the start of his $62 million four-year extension, that's how you do it. That's why when I wrote today, I wrote, here are the minimum, guys. Let's be realistic. The Heat spent. They went all in on Giannis. They had to take in Portis. We get that. Honestly, I think Norman Powell is gone. And I think last night when Detroit traded Isaiah Stewart to open cap space, we knew Detroit was interested possibly in Tyler Hero, but that's $33 million. But Norman Powell, you can get in the 20s. And that just opened with the Isaiah Stewart trade just for draft capital. So sort of when I'm putting together my Heat chart on my board here, I have Norman Powell off the board right now. And I think I can compensate for that, although it is ironic. Last season, all we kept saying is Norman Powell and Tyler Hero can't play together. Now it looks like neither of them are going to be with the Heat, which shows how dramatically this really has changed.
Ira Winterman here with us on WQAM. Ira, you've covered the Heat since the beginning. So I ask you, where does this trade, what would you grade this trade here for the Heat? They obviously gave up a lot. We had a lot of discussion the day after. Did they give up too much? Did they get rid of too many young players, too many picks, all that good stuff? What would you grade this move here by Pat Riley and the Heat?
Hollywood, I'll give you perspective because this is blowing me away. So let's look at the Heat before the trade. The Heat don't have enough. The Heat don't have enough to get Giannis. Boston's going to eclipse them. They can't get a star. They don't have enough. Boom, the trade is made. The Heat gave up too much. How can you give up too much when you didn't have enough? So anytime you get a top five player in the league, it doesn't matter. This isn't the NFL like with Omar where you have 22 players who are starters. You start five in this league. So you're getting 20% of your lineup with any single player. So, yeah, when you look at this deal, a lot of people said, if you're Hollywood, if you want to go with your reasoning, they gave up too much. Would you guys have allowed Kasperis Jakaciones to be the difference between getting or not getting Giannis Antetokounmpo? And can you imagine the response would be, wait a minute, the Celtics can do that. They can say, hey, we're good. We don't have to give you Hugo Gonzalez. We don't have to give you two more draft choices. The Heat were not good. That, you know, I mean, honestly, like I'm joking, I'm not so sure that Bernie didn't get on the plane and wasn't sent to Milwaukee as well. Whatever Milwaukee wanted, they were going to get. And it still was an A-plus deal for the Heat.
I want to ask you about Chris Middleton. There's a lot of talk out there.
Another good name. Very good name.
He could be a Giannis whisperer. Sure. 10 points a game with Dallas last year. Shot 45% from three. How realistic do you think that could be for the Heat in terms of, I know they've got limited resources to work with, but can they get a deal done for him considering he was making $31 million last year?
And he's a free agent now and he's a minimum player and he's been injured the last couple of years. But Omar, you're right. The Heat have always gotten sort of that whisperer for a player. Mike Miller and LeBron were very close. Mike named one of his sons after LeBron's agent. Mike Miller comes in. Think about Jimmy Butler. And this sort of somewhat awful trade for Kyle Lowry. Jimmy wanted his buddy here. He's the godfather to Jimmy's kid. Kyle Lowry came in here. The Heat have done this for years, getting most favored players in here. I think Chris Middleton is the name that, matter of fact, I think he's the most likely player when the Heat start adding free agents to be added, because he's a proven playoff winner. And the Heat, and they've shown this with you know, Dan Majerle and other guys over the years, they will manage him during the regular season. He might not be the rotation player in the regular season. He'll be in the playoffs. But yeah, if I'm going to hitch my playoff wagon to someone, I think Chris Middleton's a really good name. And a matter of fact, I would say it's probably more likely than not that that's someone they talk to when free agency starts next Tuesday at 3 p.m.
Ira, as it sits right now, and let's say they add, you know, a Middleton type of player, a few other guys like that, where do the Heat rank in the Eastern Conference? Where does this put them? I mean, I assume New York is still at the top, right, until someone knocks them off, maybe. Boston might have a little bit of a problem on their hands here with Jaylen Brown. I can't imagine he's going to be too thrilled with what went down. And to me, it feels like, and before I guess another question here for you then, does Jaylen Brown feel to you like he just wants to be a number one somewhere? Like he wants his own team? He had those comments after the season, his most fun he's ever had. And it just feels, he had an MVP caliber year. Does it just feel like he wants out of there? He wants to be the guy?
Once you get the bite of that apple of being a leading man in the NBA, it's like being a star quarterback in the NFL. You can't get rid of it. And and so these NFL quarterbacks who've had breakout season, Omar knows this, when they get put back in that secondary role, those guys are often traded because they got the bite. They know what it's like. They know what they wanted to be. You know, if Willis has a great year this year and the Dolphins draft a quarterback in the first round, that's going to lead to something also when you felt you've proven something. So I understand where Jaylen Brown's coming from. Tatum missed almost the entire season. Brown led them to an unbelievably unexpected heights. So yeah, he wants to be the leading man, but I got to tell you this also. Be careful what you wish for, because being a leading man alongside Jason Tatum, alongside the genius of Brad Stevens in the front office, the outstanding coaching they have there is a lot different than being in, for lack of a better word, Sacramento. So I think he needs to be a little bit careful. But when you're asking about the East, this is the perfect time for the honest move. The Knicks had a great two-month run. But that's not a generational team. That's not a dynastic team. That's not the Jordan Bulls, the big three Heat. They're just a team. The Celtics, like you said, might have their internal problems. Detroit had the best record in the East last season during the regular season. Where did that get them? I think when you're listing East favorites, the Heat are right up there with anyone. That's why they knew this was the right moment and the right time for Giannis and the right moment to give up anything they had to do. I would put the Heat on par with anyone in the East, not saying they're better, not saying they're going to win the conference, but if things fall the right way, if injuries aren't there, yeah, I think there's a chance the Heat could at least get back to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Ira, I do have this minor obsession with Ja Morant. I think that he's a dynamic player that, you know, if you can get in the Pat Riley system and the Pat Riley program and we can clean up some of those off-field issues, he can be a dynamic weapon for this team. Do you think that that's even a realistic possibility, or do I need to just put him out my mind?
Two things. In a salary cap league, you can't have a guy like that making $40+ million based on what he's done the last couple of years. So you're asking me if there was no salary cap? Sure, I'd take a flyer. But I also know this, speaking of flyers, when you're a high flyer and you have shot knees and you're not the same player, everything changes. He has been an awful three-point shooter in recent seasons. So, you know, you can talk about the Riley School for wayward players and you could bring him in and you could forget about all the gun stuff and you could just let him go to Club Lex anyway because that's what everyone does here and that's fine. But if you're a shot player, that's the biggest risk you could take in the NBA. I would rather have a head case who I can manage than someone who has knees that I can't manage. I don't think Ja Morant's the same player. And I think with a $40+ million contract, I think he's a negative asset. I think the Grizzlies would have to give up draft capital to get off of him. The only deal I would say is this, Omar. If they were to take Nikola Jovic, then you could say, okay, we're getting off that $14 to $16 million a year. So the cost for Ja then goes into the 20s when you offset the salary. So I'd say Ja Morant in a Nikola Jovic deal, yeah, I think I could stomach that. Taking on a salary straight, I think that would be difficult.
Ira, one more for you here. And you know, not that Pat Riley needed anything to cement his legacy. The Heat have had since he's been here, I don't know, what, one real down year, the you know, Michael Beasley draft year? Like, that seems to be the only time that they've ever really had a down time. But Pat Riley, what he has done down here, you know, Shaq, Dwayne, Jimmy, LeBron, Giannis, like, the list goes on and on. It really is an amazing legacy that he has built down here in Miami.
You know, Bam said that after last season. He said the man with the silver hair will take care of us, and he did take care of them. And now people are going, this is when Pat should ride into the sunset. No, this is, I don't mean this in a bad way, this is Pat Riley's crack. This is what gets him going, getting a star in here. Mm-hmm. Do you think Pat Riley wants to walk away when he finally has a Giannis after he got a Shaq and a Zoe and a Jimmy and a LeBron and a Bosh? He lives for this. So I think Pat Riley, honestly, once again, is 81 going on 61. I think there is no better rejuvenation for Pat Riley than getting an NBA stud in his stable.
He's probably one of those older guys who feels like when he retires, he's going to die. So he's probably never going to retire.
Just like Jerry West, he will always be there, whether if it's not courtside, it'll be in a tunnel, it'll be as a consultant. He lives for this, and he's shown in moments like this. I can only imagine what he's going to look like at that Giannis press conference. And if you thought the smile was big for Jimmy Butler or for Shaq or was big for LeBron, hey, doubt Pat Riley, this is what you wind up seeing.
Ira, before I got to ask you, because all these people want us to ask, LeBron's not coming here, right?
I don't see it. And I know this sounds wrong to say it might be a distraction, but you're trying to work in a guy like Giannis already. There's questions about his overlap with Bam. I know LeBron's a three-point shooter and a ball handler, but you're really talking about a bunch of sort of power forwards with certain limitations, you know, that also. I think LeBron wants his money. I think he likes living out in L.A. I think he's mended the fences with Pat Riley, but let's not be gluttonous here. Instead of LeBron James, I think the more likelies are, like Omar mentioned, Chris Middleton, like I mentioned, Tim Hardaway Jr. Let's be reasonable, folks, also. You got your whale. Let's get some nice little guppies in here as well.
Heat fans are not reasonable people, Ira. We expect, we got a big three. We need one more for the big to complete another big three. So we'll see in the coming days and weeks here. Ira, thank you so much for the time. Make sure to follow Ira, his work in the Sun Sentinel. Thank you, Ira. We appreciate it.
Going to go smash some plates in honor of Giannis. Thank you, guys.
There you go. A little Greek food for Ira, smashing plates. So we got to take a pause here. We got plenty more to come on QA, and we'll be back after this.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
And we're ready to rock on another day of the Heat unofficially having Giannis Antetokounmpo. And I'm sure that was a weird spot for you last night, Solana, because no one cares about the draft picks, because the draft picks that they're making, Nate Ament, isn't really their pick. At least they let the kid go to the podium at the Barclays Center when he did speak to us. I was in Brooklyn last night for the draft wearing the Milwaukee Bucks hat. But who cares about the draft when you got Giannis Antetokounmpo?
It was the weirdest experience, Gelby, I've ever had doing one of those shows, because the Heat are picking 13th, and literally we could not care less about who the Miami Heat were going to end up drafting. It was just like Tobin and I were there, and it was one of those things where the Heat themselves weren't talking about Giannis because it's not official and they can't, you know, talk about it. Literally nobody wanted to talk about the 13th pick. It was bizarre. It was fun, by the way. Like, the vibes were good. People were jacked up. It's been a while since we walked around that building, and like, people were genuinely hyped up and excited for the upcoming season, but still a little just unusual, a little unorthodox.
You were like at a baby shower. Like, everyone knows what's coming. You don't want to say congratulations yet, and you hope there's no complications. We hope that whatever happened with the Ravens and Max Crosby doesn't happen with the Heat and Giannis Antetokounmpo. I think Solana would go to heaven or hell, something like that, if this trade does get rescinded. But everyone knows that there's a big event coming, and you're just waiting until July 6th for it to be official. However, I do have one big concern about this. And I'm not having buyer's remorse. This is the right move for the Miami Heat. But last night, you see a nice, wonderful thing. Vegas is playing New York with the Liberty, and Asia Wilson is on the Aces. Bam Adebayo's girlfriend, right? And Giannis and Bam are together. They're walking out on the court. And Solana, you think that's like a beautiful moment and a wonderful moment. And it's like, oh, look at these teammates. They're already interacting together. This is going to be the next 1-2 punch, right? Splendid moment last night, correct?
It was just filled with aura. Is exactly what it was. Totally filled with aura.
Big problem, though.
Why is that?
The Aces lost the game. So I have to ask you, is Giannis Antetokounmpo a bad luck charm already? Are him and Bam going to have issues?
Well, let me double check what Asia Wilson's stats were last night, and then I'll let you know if he's a bad luck charm. Because the New York Liberty are a quality team, Gub. I don't know how much of the WNBA you pay attention to. Asia Wilson,
16 points last night. 7 of 18 from the field, was 0 for 3 from 3, which is actually very fitting, because right now the Heat have no shooters, and they couldn't even use Asia Wilson because she wouldn't help whatsoever.
Yeah, but 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. That's a stat line. That's a Giannis-type stat line, Gelby. It is. Mm.
So is this just basically putting it out there? New York, Miami, they meet up in a big game down the road in the NBA playoffs, and does the same outcome happen where the Liberty and the Knicks get the victory and the Heat do not?
I don't know. I saw some guy already run the entire simulation on NBA 2K next season.
Oh, yeah?
Guess who the Miami Heat defeat in the first round in 5 games? Those stinking Knicks.
Are you guys the 7 seed?
Yeah, because Giannis got hurt, knock on wood, early in the season. So the Heat ended up being the 6 seed. The Knicks were the 3 seed. Nah, I mean, that video, Gelby, where Bam and Giannis are walking out of the tunnel and they're headed to their seats, that was cool. That was a really, really cool thing to see yesterday. I also didn't realize that Giannis was already back here. Like, I didn't know where he was. I think there was a report that he was on his way back.
That he was on his way back, yeah.
Yeah, but you just, like, you hadn't seen him yet. I wasn't sure, Gelby, if he was going to show up to the arena last night and kind of just poke his head out and then dip. Like,
probably
I don't know what
couldn't
the rules
do that.
Are there. Yeah, yeah.
But to already go with Bam to the game, that shows you that Giannis's heart is in the right place. And it was, he wanted to be seen last night. You know who also wants to be seen and heard from? LeBron James. And we all know LeBron James could be an egotistical douche. We all know that with King James, and there's always a method to his madness. So LeBron James's story the other night is Giannis Antetokounmpo, where he had that moment where they lost to the Heat in the playoffs, and he was asked, like, is this a failure of a season? And he said, Michael Jordan played 15 years, won 6 championships. The other 9 years were a failure. He asked that. So LeBron puts this out last night, and he goes, wonderful wisdom, words of wisdom here by Giannis. Failure only exists when you refuse to try. So I look at this one of two ways. I will give you the logical way, and then I will give you the Solana way of looking at this.
Okay.
The logical way is, this is LeBron saying, everyone talks about me and Michael. See, even Michael Jordan didn't win a championship each and every year because he's so insecure about that. The other way is, Giannis Antetokounmpo now on the Heat. Bam Adebayo continues to be with the Heat. The Heat could use another player. We speculated maybe LeBron James coming back to Miami and taking his talents back to South Beach. Is this LeBron James? Like, when you go to a dog park, you have a dog, and like you have the 2 or 3 dogs in the dog park. They see one another. They start sniffing one another around. They sniff the butt, and then they see if they want to hang out. Is this LeBron starting to sniff the butt of one Giannis Antetokounmpo?
You know, Gelby, we've been talking about this. We spent a little bit of time on it yesterday.
I want Heat Homer just, here. Come on.
Just because,
give it to me.
Just
give it
because,
to me.
And about a week and a half ago, when the Giannis thing was still just a dream, there was this report that, you know, you couldn't necessarily rule out LeBron and Giannis coming to Miami. And Hawk didn't want to hear any of it. He said, stop. Let's not be unrealistic. This is stupid. Didn't want to talk about it at all. And Gelby, LeBron James is very calculated with everything he says. Every word, every syllable, every post of his is a calculated move. And I don't know. I mean, why would he do that? Why would he post that yesterday, right after the Giannis Antetokounmpo news? I think LeBron, at the very least, Gelby, at the very least, it's in the back of his mind. Get traded for Jared Allen and go fill that void in Cleveland, or go play with Giannis Antetokounmpo, Bam Adebayo, and Eric Spoelstra and get to live on South Beach again. Which one sounds better?
Well, he was in a gated area, let's be real, when he was on that private road. I remember going past and they're like, oh, that's where LeBron lives.
Yeah, maybe we have to dust bike, off. Used to ride his bike to the arena. And in December, January, February, gets to go to the beach, gets to go sit by the pool in the afternoon. Gelby, come on. It's the obvious choice. It's the 305.
It may be time to dust off Jim Gray, that old curmudgeon son of a bitch, and have LeBron do one last decision. And Austin Reeves, big extension coming with the Lakers. So now, all right, is LeBron going to want to take less to stay with the Lakers? Him and Pelinka could have a falling out. Cavs speculation, maybe there's a trade. Jared Allen, people in Cleveland saying, well, for 1 year of LeBron, you want to lose the next 4 or 5 years of Jared Allen? Process by elimination. If the Lakers go, if the Cavs go, there's one team left. And who would it be? Alejandro Solana's Miami Heat. LeBron, come on to Miami. And hey, we can wait to July 6th. Imagine LeBron walking out with Giannis, walking out with Bam Adebayo, and LeBron just for old time's sakes go, not 1, not 2, not 3, not 7, not 8. Like, he's probably only going to play another year or two, but That would, now having Giannis, I had no appetite with Giannis not here to see LeBron come back to Miami. I just thought it was pointless, like go back to Cleveland or stay in LA. Now with Giannis Antetokounmpo in Miami with Bam Adebayo, LeBron James, I could have an appetite for him coming back to South Beach.
It changes everything, Gelb. Like, Giannis really does change everything. I wanted to get into it with you a little bit later regarding the way people are perceiving this version of Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm seeing a lot of people say he's not in his prime anymore, he's washed. But aside from that, Ira yesterday said to us that if you had to choose between Wiggins and Powell, those two, or LeBron James, that he would choose Wiggins and Powell. And I understand that logic. And I'm not saying that I disagree with Ira, but it could come down to Norman Powell needing to cash in on that 1 year where he can finally cash in after the All-Star season that he had never had before. And it might not end up being in Miami. It kind of feels like it's trending that way. Who knows, right? We'll see how this all shapes up over the next week or so. But if that's the case, there is a pathway, Gelby. Sign and trade Norm to the Lakers and or somewhere else and make that deal with LeBron coming to Miami. Like, there's a pathway for it. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I wouldn't be opposed is all I'll tell you. I would not be opposed.
I'm not great at math, but right now I would say 40% chance he goes back to the Lakers. 50% he goes back to the Lakers. 30% that he goes to Cleveland. 20% the Heat. I think that adds up. 50, 60, 70, 80. Yep, 20. That's 100. Look at me. I'm not good at math. That was the toughest thing I've ever had to do right there. Jimmy even gave me two thumbs up. He goes, this idiot that's in sports media, no way he's going to be able to add to 100 right here. Like, I think there's a 20%. I don't think it's likely. I'm not going to sit here and say I expect LeBron to be here. But if you would ask me 2 weeks ago, is LeBron go back to Miami? I would say no. Now we're talking about a 20% chance potentially. And the way that this would go is the Lakers annoy him. Cleveland doesn't have the appetite to trade for him because they don't want to get rid of Allen. They don't want to get rid of Mobley to make the salaries work. And then it's like, where else are you going to go? Could he go to Golden State? There are other options out there. But
for sure.
Miami, they're there and they're lurking. They're starting to lurk again.
There's really only like a couple of realistic options. We went through them yesterday. Golden State, to me, not that it's likely he goes there, but it makes sense. You can see
Steph.
Why. Right. It just makes sense. Lakers staying there. I don't know, man. I feel the same way I did yesterday. The Austin Reeves thing changes everything to me in terms of LeBron. We'll see. Cleveland, obviously, everybody expects him to go back to Cleveland. But if the Cavs really have to give up Jared Allen for LeBron James, I mean, really, they're going to do that for LeBron's retirement tour? That doesn't make them better in terms of how they have to get through the opponents that they haven't been able to get through, which is now a front court of the Miami Heat with Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bam Adebayo, which is the New York Knicks who swept them out of the playoffs and made it look easy. I'm not saying Jared Allen's better than LeBron, obviously, but when you just talk about matchups, when you just talk about the state of that team and the way that they operate, their front court is everything to them, along with Donovan Mitchell. He's going to go team up with Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell and lose Jared Allen. Like, that
and
team.
Fat James Harden. Don't forget about him.
Fat James Harden. It
dribble,
just
dribble,
make any
and
sense
strip
to me.
Club, strip club.
If we're just talking about overall fit, what did we say yesterday, Gelby? If LeBron wants to continue to win and be in a position where he can win, he can't be the number one anymore. We know that, right? He can't be the number one every given night for 82 games. It's just not going to work. He can't be the number two on a title contender. I think we saw enough of a sample size with Luka and him last season, even though you made a great point at the end of the year, they were coming on strong and who knows what would have happened. But why not embrace, if you're LeBron, being the number three on a team? You're still LeBron James. You're still the face of the NBA. You're still the greatest player or second greatest player of all time, whatever the hell you want to say. And now, less toll on your body. You don't have to be relied upon night in, night out. Giannis and Bam carry the weight. You get to be the de facto point guard, surround those three with shooters, and you're talking about a legit, maybe the best third option in the history of the NBA.
And it's also not crazy to say that LeBron will feel insulted by the Lakers. The Cavs don't want to part with a piece like Jared Allen. And then it's like, where do you go? It's not that far away. It's not that many steps to when Miami gets into this conversation. And also, because my view from this, from bird's eye view, the championship with Cleveland, we've talked about this, matters the most. That after that, you could debate the Lakers championship, his first championship with Miami, then the second one beating the San Antonio Spurs. He goes back to end his career in Miami. It goes from like, yeah, he just went there for 4 years. It was like graduating high school, going to college, and you went back to your home. Like, I think that was the analogy he used. This would then be like, oh no, the Heat were a little bit extra more important to him than we probably all realize if he comes and ends his career in Miami. And old people love to go to retire in Florida, so why not do it?
Everybody embraced that whole like 4 years of college thing when he came to Miami. Like everybody, Dwayne Wade talked about it, and LeBron started talking about it. We've heard people from the Miami Heat talk about it, and really like that became the way everybody described LeBron's time in Miami. And look, I get it. 4 years, he won two titles. He learned how to win.
It was a good spin on rejection.
It was a great spin on rejection. It really was, and it was his time to leave. The reality is, he thought Dwayne Wade's knees were banged up. And he wanted an out, and he saw the out to go back to Cleveland. And hey, it all worked out for him, obviously, with the title. I don't know, Gelby, like, I think he has deep respect for this organization. And I think more than anything, he loved living in Miami. I really do. And if he does feel disrespected by the Lakers, and if the Cleveland thing just isn't going to work out, and he's not ready for that one last retirement tour, and the Cavs aren't willing to let go of one of their centerpieces to give LeBron that opportunity because they feel like they still have a window to go compete, Miami might end up being the only logical option for LeBron James.
I could see LeBron at Prime 112 again. I could see LeBron at Carbone with the big glass of vino. I could see it. He may go there anyway, but he could be a member of the Heat when he goes there next.
You want to know something? I don't have time for Rossini and Vrabel right now. The Heat have Giannis. I don't know if you guys know that. So I'm a little focused on the Heat. And
technically, they don't have him yet.
No. Listen, if he's working out with Bam, we have him.
Okay.
He's working out with Bam. They were in the gym yesterday. Oh, dude, let me tell you something. When I saw those two in the gym together, I that was better than trade night. That was better than trade night. No, because it was.
But they had worked out before you saw those pictures. That wasn't the first day.
I don't know.
No, they said they had.
Oh, yeah. But, right. But this is them as teammates.
Woo-hoo!
They're teammates.
Brittany.
What?
Why?
Like, why aren't you excited?
And it's not that I'm not excited, but why do I have to be a level of excited as they take a picture together and I have to get all warm and fuzzy?
Why aren't you warm and fuzzy about it?
Because it's 5 months of basketball?
Yeah, who cares?
I mean,
but the war is over, Leroy.
The war is over. The battle is over. The war is just beginning.
Right.
It's a battle. But like, you don't have to hear him. Let him be excited. Remember, you were upset when he was down in the dumps?
No,
upset like, when he's excited.
Here's why.
What do you want from him?
Here's why. He has a tendency to overdo it either way. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be happy. I'm excited. Giannis is in town.
Yeah.
Right? But that level in June? Like, pace yourself.
We haven't had a whale come to us in 6 years, Leroy.
It's not like, so you guys will take this and say I'm being a yum yucker. I'm not.
No. I mean,
like, just they worked out together. Yeah, Bam works out with a lot of people. Even before.
Let me ask you this.
So here's the problem. If he were working out with Anthony Edwards, this is the excitement I would get. If he was working out with, this is the excitement I would get. He just found an excuse to make that level of excitement okay. I'm like, relax.
I'll ask you this. How many off-season workout photos do we have of Bam and Jimmy Butler? Not many.
That's a Jimmy thing. That ain't a Bam thing.
I'm not saying it's a Bam thing or anything. I'm not saying it's anybody's thing. But I'm saying the first thing that Giannis did when he got back in the country – he said, let's take this PJ.
Maybe it was a plan.
Let's take this PJ to Sin City,
but maybe he said, hey, why don't you come through?
Yeah,
right? Maybe it was a plan.
Maybe
it wasn't like.
Yeah, maybe he did.
Okay.
Like, this isn't hypothetical. They're going to be teammates.
No, I.
And you're sitting here calling me a loose goose floozy. And I don't appreciate it.
All right.
I'm not a loose goose floozy.
All right. Go as you were. Like, it just, this is a not win situation for me. Because everybody's trying to make it sound like I'm a Debbie Downer.
That's, I don't know,
not
what,
true at all.
I'm just a little confused. Like, what's to be down about?
Nothing. But I'm saying, if I were to say, hey, man, relax. You're kind of overdoing it for a workout, and they're like, oh, here we go. And I'm like, no.
No, but here's the thing. The difference is that we were sitting here,
uh-huh,
and we've done all these hypotheticals. Like, this isn't just, oh, you know, like, you got to meet this last year when Bam was at a Jordan party with Luka, right?
Right.
Why are you getting so excited? Now, this is different because Bam's actually teammates with him.
Okay.
That's why it's exciting.
Stop telling people all right. Like, again, it was an uphill battle. Go ahead. I'll shut up.
I don't think it is an uphill battle. It really shouldn't even be
okay.
A battle.
Oh, okay. Like, you don't think you have a tendency to go extreme with happiness or sadness at times?
Why? But I don't understand. I don't understand what I'm being condemned about.
I'm not. I'm just happy. I just said.
That's why I'm not paying attention to Diana Russini.
Okay.
I'm busy. I'm all busy, right. Mike Florio,
because
the Heat have Giannis and Bam.
Mm-hmm.
And I was excited to see him work out. Because here's why. On trade night, I was like relieved. I'm like, it's over.
Yes.
You know, finally, got him.
You got to leave at 9.
Oh, that was the next day. By the way, shout out to the Heat yesterday. Early draft pick, trading up in the draft. Love that.
I could not figure out the hell was picking for who.
Oh, there were so many trades yesterday.
So moved. Who was it? The Knicks?
Down
25. The Heat moved up. The Heat swapped.
Nobody picked for each other.
I'm like, that's why.
Well, you know why? You could buy
fixed
up in the draft. You could just pay money.
And a lot of money exchanged.
Yeah.
But they're paying like $4 or $5 million to move up in the second round.
Oh, well.
Right.
All good.
And they can use that money for cap space?
Well, I don't think that counts towards the cap space.
Oh, because the rookie.
But it's, yeah. So whatever his deal is a standard deal.
Right.
So.
Can I just tell you who's killing trades throughout the league?
Hmm.
The Minnesota Timberwolves.
Why?
They pay way too much to get stars.
I don't think they paid super
a
lot.
Let's go over their last two trades.
They traded for, well, the famous one they did was Rudy Gobert. Yep.
And now LaMelo Ball.
Yeah, but they gave up a pick and three swaps.
And no, they gave up more than one first rounder.
I don't think they did.
Yeah.
They gave up an unprotected.
And they gave Naz Reid.
They gave up Naz Reid, which was surprising. He's been there forever. The trade was a 2023 unprotected first-round pick and three first-round swaps.
Okay.
And 3 second-round picks. Because I don't even think they have all their first-round picks. That's probably the only first-round pick they have, probably because of Rudy Gobert.
Jeez, would they get 4 for Rudy Gobert?
They traded 4 for Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
So they're probably still paying on some of those to the Jazz.
You think? Well, no, because some of them probably go to 1938. I mean, 2038, because you can't do consecutive years.
I don't know, but yes, they traded for LaMelo. You're like herding cats right now. You're all over the place. But yes, they did. They traded for LaMelo Ball, and that is going to lovingly send us Anthony Edwards eventually. I don't know when, but it will.
You think at some point in time he's going
to
say,
Look, dude, what? I know that he wants to. Well, you want to know what I actually think is the bigger issue for this? And I guess I'll do the headlines read, which is brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Yeah, that was the trade. But you know who I actually think is going to be a problem with this? I don't see Chris Finch as being a guy who's going to deal with LaMelo Ball shenanigans. He's like, remember he benched Kat during a 60-point game.
Yeah.
Like, he's not fun. He's a bit of a stick in the mud. So I don't see that. I don't know. I it's going to be a fun team. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, they still got, LaMelo with Ant, Jaden McDaniels, and Rudy Gobert. That's a solid squad. But I just don't see him being a guy who's like this. I love this. I don't see him being that. But honestly, to be honest with you,
How is he going to deal with that snow?
Oh, I don't know.
He can barely drive. he can barely drive on regular streets.
You give him a snow. What do they call those things? What are those, Hellcats?
Yeah.
What do they call those things that are snowmobiles? What's the cool name for them? Didn't Hawkeye turn one over? He had a bad accident on those things.
Snowmobile.
Maybe that's what it is. Just a snowmobile. But yeah, dude, that's going to be a that is going to be an interesting team. But to be honest with you, my first thought about it was the Hornets were really good last year. Like, they were exciting. Right. Like, they had, and I'm a little surprised they're breaking it up, to be honest with you. And because I'm like looking at their team, I'm like, well, who's their point guard now? Because they have Con Knipple, who.
It seems like they're the ones who should have been adding players and trying to move up.
I was a little confused by this. I know that maybe they're going towards a Brandon Miller, Con Knipple build, but I don't know. I just, that you finally got LaMelo Ball to have a decent season, and they're just breaking that up all of a sudden, because everybody was like, oh, they're the sneaky young team that's going to be on the up and up. And now it just kind of feels like they took out the heart of their team, even if he's a loose cannon and irresponsible. Like, he is the thing that makes that team go. So are they just like replacing him with Coby White? Maybe there's another move. I think they got like a monster trade exception for this, so they could trade for somebody too. But I don't know. I just found that confusing. I guess that, you know, there's a couple of moves that happened over the last 24 hours that we got to watch out for in the East. That and seeing what they're going to be as their follow-up. And then Detroit traded Isaiah Stewart, Beef Stew, to Memphis to clear up more cap space, which everybody thinks is going to be to sign Norman Powell. Or maybe Kawhi Leonard. We'll see. We'll see. But that's weird. That was strange.
Kawhi would be okay if you didn't have to depend on Kawhi.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you brought Kawhi in place of Giannis, you would be miserable because you have no idea when he's going to play, which would be annoying signing up for the same thing you just went through.
No, not Milwaukee. Detroit.
You're talking about Detroit?
Yeah, Detroit.
I think they still try to get Tyler.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like Milwaukee's going to hang on to Tyler because, I think they probably already know what Detroit's willing to offer. So we'll see. We'll see what they're going to do. But they opened up some cap space yesterday. That's going to be interesting to see what their next move is with this. But I don't know, man. That was crazy. We get to a World Football Scoreboard update brought to you by your local Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match with 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra, spicy margaritas with Casamigos, and unrivaled views all tournament. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. Last night in the World Cup, you had Bosnia beat Qatar 3-1. Switzerland beat Canada 2-1 filthy. Morocco doubled up Haiti 4-2. Brazil, they defeated Scotland 3-0. But at least Scotland had fun here.
Oh, my goodness. You like, it's time to go, Scotland. We appreciate you coming, but is there any group of people that have more fun?
Nobody wants them to leave.
Nobody, no.
Nah, they can just, pick up another team.
They look, no fights.
No fights.
They have fun.
Just vibes.
They drink, vibes, eat. I'm telling you, the Scottish dude eating a pub sub was hilarious.
Mexico shut out Czechia 3-0, and South Africa topped South Korea 1-0. So that was your scoreboard. And then a weather update is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, replacing roof repairs, maintenance, hurricane impact, windows and doors. Currently, right now in Miami, 85 degrees and sunny. Still have that air quality alert going on. They got partly cloudy conditions later on today with wind gusts up to 10, but it's going to be mostly a sunny day. No rain in sight here in Miami, so we'll see. But the rest, you know how it is. There could always be a surprise one that pops up.
Hot.
Yep.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.